This is an oral history interview with Steve Manley, conducted by Beth Neal on March 29, 1994. The subject of this interview is his life from 1920 to the present. Okay. Were you born in Bremen? Or?
No, I was born in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, you're born in Alabama? I didn't know that. Did you go there for a long time, or were you just born
no,
there?
No, my dad died when I was 2 years old.
Oh.
And when he died, we moved back to Bremen.
Moved back to Bremen. So your mom was from Bremen?
Yeah.
Who was your mom and dad?
Well, my father was Gordon Manley. His home was in Temple.
Oh.
And my mother was Hortense Stevens. She lived here in Bremen. Her father was a doctor.
Oh.
And worked in Bremen for
many years. Oh, okay. What made y'all move to Birmingham?
Well, my dad was a railroad man.
Oh.
And he worked on the Frisco Railroad.
Mm-hmm. So he worked there?
Yeah.
Did you like living in Birmingham?
Just the babies, really.
Really didn't know?
No, I don't remember.
See, I moved back to Bremen. Did your mom get a job here? Or did
yeah, I think she had a shop, a
millinery
shop.
Yeah,
made hats and that kind of stuff.
Oh, did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had two half-sisters.
Oh, okay.
But and that then was moved later.
That was later, okay. So she remarried then.
Yeah, she remarried, and she married another railroad man.
Another?
And he was from Anniston.
Oh, okay.
His name was Mitchell.
So y'all must have gone over to Alabama a lot, or did she meet him from living in Birmingham earlier?
I have no idea how she met him. All I know is
he was from Anniston. Did y'all move back over to Anniston?
Yeah, we went to Anniston.
So y'all just went back and forth.
Yeah. And I went to school there in Anniston.
Really?
7th, 8th grade.
When did your mom remarry? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
About
how old?
Still small.
Before
I went to school.
Oh, okay. So
I
you
had
went
two stepsisters.
That was where you picked up stepsisters.
No, I've got two half sisters.
Oh.
Two stepsisters.
My goodness, this gets confusing. Well, what are their names?
Well, my two half sisters was Priestley and Sue.
Oh, okay. I don't think I know them. Did I live around here?
No. Priestley lives in New Orleans. Sue lives in Florida.
Oh, they got named then. Go down to Florida. All right. Let's see. So you started going to school in Anniston, in elementary school?
Yeah.
When did y'all move back to Bremen?
Oh, that was many years later.
So you went to high school in Anniston?
34, 35.
Okay.
I went to junior high.
Junior high,
yeah.
And then you moved to Bremen.
Moved back to Bremen. That's after my stepfather died.
Oh my goodness.
We moved back to Bremen for good.
How did they die? Was it accidental or?
My father.
Mm-hmm.
Died of food poisoning.
God.
Him and two other railroad men stopped at a cafe along the somewhere the railroad or what, and they got food poisoning.
Oh,
the two other two guys had their stomachs pumped out, but he didn't. He said he felt all right. He went
and
jumped down with food poisoning.
And then you couldn't do anything really about it. Gosh, that's just terrible.
And my stepfather died of a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
But that was in 34.
But it wasn't anything with the railroad or anything?
No.
Okay, excellent.
He was still working for the railroad.
Yeah. So you went to Bremen High School?
Yeah.
The big place. Did you play football or anything?
Yeah, I played 5 years.
Yeah, my dad said you were captain of the football team. Yeah, he said, ask him about the football team. Do you enjoy going to Bremen more than Anniston?
Well, I don't.
About the same.
I liked Anniston.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did.
It's a nice place.
But come back here, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Small town. Lot smaller than that.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller.
But I enjoy both places.
So. Uh-huh. So you graduated from Bremen in, was it 37?
No, that was when I, no, 37, 38, let's see. 38.
So you graduated from Bremen. Then, let's see, what did you do after you graduated?
Well, there wasn't much to do.
Around here?
We looked at Brown Community Colleges.
Uh-huh.
Had some friends that was going to Middle Georgia College. We went down there and looked at it, and it didn't look too good to us. So
got out of that.
But they come back, and it went on for a while, and we decided that we were going to get in a war anyway, so we...
I just went ahead and joined
The Air Corps.
Oh.
And I joined the Air Corps on July the 4th, 1940.
Oh, my goodness. So you just went ahead and...
Montgomery, Alabama, from basic.
Yeah. I read you had to take a lot of tests and stuff to be in the Air Force.
Yeah, they give you all...
It was a lot harder than just getting in the regular Army. Well, that's good. So you just decided to join. A lot of people do that, I guess.
We decided we'd do what we wanted. You know, I had another buddy that graduated with. And we just decided that we'd rather go and get what we wanted than wait and be drafted.
So you didn't get a draft card at all? You just went ahead?
No.
So you went, what did you say you went?
Montgomery, Alabama.
How was that? Was that hard?
No. It wasn't hard. I had had military training before.
Oh.
While we were in high school, we went. At that time, the government had a program that, I can't think of the name of it.
Is it ROTC program?
No, something. ROTC went to it.
Oh, okay.
Some of them. Mm-hmm. And you'd go to a military base for a month, just like basic training.
Oh, no.
So we went to over here at Fort McClellan. Two years, and one year we went to Fort Mac.
Oh, so you already knew.
I already knew what the score was as far
well,
basic was concerned, you know, military.
Right, so you didn't have to worry about that.
I had it easy, I mean, and I come up fast.
Yeah, that's good.
I made, after, you know, we got into a squadron, it was a school squadron. That's where we taught cadets.
Right.
We kept up the airplanes.
Did you fly the planes?
No, I didn't. No, well, they would let us fly.
Yeah.
Instructors, when we'd go up with them.
Right.
A lot of times we got flying time.
Oh.
You know, they'd pay you so much more a month if you got so much flying time. And the instructors would let us fly with them. A lot of times they'd turn the airplane over to you.
Oh, my. How was that? Was that fun?
That was fun. I won't ever forget the first landing I made.
I had no idea
I had a land plane.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Well, I come down, you know, and circle the field and come in on my base leg. Come down the runway. It was that way out in the country, the auxiliary field where you practice landing and take off. And, I come in and I must have been a little bit high because we sure didn't bounce. Bounced off like a basketball going across the field. And I had to take it back up. He made me. And he said, let's do that again. And so we did. And next time I landed perfect.
Oh, God.
Perfect. He made me get out and look at the landing view.
Oh, no. Was it all messed up?
No.
I bet he was scared. That was funny. So did you get land anymore after that? Or?
I don't remember about any more landings, but did a lot of flying.
Did a lot of flying?
Well, they would do blind flying. Instrument flying, they had a hood they'd pull over the cockpit. They were in front, we were sitting in the back, observers, and they would fly. We'd fly to right at Birmingham or over in Mississippi, and we'd have to watch, you know, for other planes.
Right.
And
is that the way they did it during the war? Have somebody watch for planes like
that? You know, well, they later on we used link trainers. You know, in a classroom, you'd have blink trainers, and you'd get in a blink trainer, close the hood, and it flew just like an airplane. And you had an instrument on a table that marked where you flew. You know, you could have a map or something.
So you didn't have to get up in the air. You could just get in it.
But that's the difference in those two.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Well, so how long were you in the military? You joined in 40?
Yeah, I stayed in until after the war. guess it was 45.
Mm-hmm.
I got out.
I don't remember a lot.
I know. Well, what I'll have, you can come in here if you want to. What happened like when Pearl Harbor broke out? What happened?
Well, I was, you won't believe it, but I can remember that night very well.
Most people say they can.
I was on charge of quarters. That's the, you know, when they're at night, they have somebody still in charge of the squadron.
Uh-huh.
And that was me.
Uh-oh.
So when they come around and said that we were on an alert,
mm-hmm.
and that Pearl Harbor had been attacked, mm-hmm. the Japanese. So everything, things sort of went haywire, you know, thinking about that.
Uh-huh.
But later on, I had to detail about 100-some guards that night.
Oh, no.
Red guard posted everywhere.
That's what I read. There was a guard everywhere at all military bases.
Boy, they put guards everywhere.
Were y'all afraid the Japanese might bomb
the United
States?
Well,
you
never know. They might send some kind of...
Right.
Squad
uh-huh.
on something. I mean, you just have to take those precautions.
Yeah. Were y'all expecting that attack on Pearl Harbor? Like, were y'all told to get ready or anything?
No. No, but
totally by surprise.
I hadn't been expecting that since mm-hmm. high school.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about in high school.
Why? Just because the Japanese didn't like it?
That's the way they were doing it.
Really?
They were buying all the scrap iron they could get from the United States. And
I didn't
know that. They were, what we could find out, they were building ships and different things.
Sooner or later.
Yeah, just the way things were going. Japan would be one of them that we had to win.
Well, where did you get? Did you go to stay in the States during the war, or did you have to go?
Well, I went to South America.
Oh,
on an air mission. What was that, 41? 42 or 42? 42. And we had three AT-6s, just advanced trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And we trained some of their pilots, you know.
That's
the other ones. And we had a couple of, had a colonel and two captains.
Mm-hmm.
And our, you know, on the mission. Mm-hmm. And really and truly what we're down there for, so we could get metals that we needed. They needed tungsten.
Really?
And they get, you know, we got tungsten out of
mm-hmm.
Bolivia. And I don't know what other metals, but
right.
that
mm-hmm.
was the main one.
To build ships or planes?
Guns, you know, yeah. tungsten, mm-hmm. hardened steel.
Oh, that's right.
And I went out to some of the mines while I was there.
Really?
Yeah. I drove some of the mining engineers out, you know, they were American.
Oh, I get it.
But anyway, we satisfied them by giving them a few trainers.
And then they gave you the medals.
They let us export the medals out of them.
Okay.
So I don't know how many planes, 20 or 30 airplanes, I guess.
Oh, it's just for the medals that you need. Did you see any combat at all?
No.
That's good, though. I wouldn't want to see any.
But after that, I came back to the States and saw my first women soldiers wax.
Oh, yeah. What did you think about that?
I didn't know what to think.
What did they do? Did they just do basic secretarial stuff? Or?
No, there was a lot of them that, you know, working supplies,
mm-hmm.
different things. None of them were on, you know, flying or anything
right,
like
mm-hmm.
that. But they were all in.
Did the men not like it, most of them?
Didn't
care. Really? I've read a lot of things that say they didn't like women coming into the military.
Well, I don't know. I didn't do anything about it.
That's good.